Thursday, August 25th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We are finally down to the last part of the last verse of this wonderful psalm. A myriad of angels could not come up with words sweeter than the words, these six verses. Before we dig in to the very last part, let's read the whole thing together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Isn't it good to be a sheep? John Piper sums up what it means to be a sheep by looking at Psalm 23 and saying, it means you have the promise of green pastures and still waters. It means you have guidance in the light of life and comfort in the shadow of death. It means you have triumph over your enemies and overflowing cups of gladness and omnipotent goodness and mercy pursuing you every day of your life forever and ever. And it's good to be a sheep. Now, notice the final promise at the end of the psalm. It says, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I want to say to you, listen, if you're hurting, if you're going through pain because of shattered dreams or because of something that you've done or something someone else has afflicted upon you, if you're in pain and you feel like somehow you've been cheated out of enjoying life to the fullest, I want to read something to you. It's by Peter Toon, and I think it expresses the disappointment we often feel, but the hope that Christians have. Listen to this. "The most tragic strain in human existence lies in the fact that the pleasure which we find in the things of this life, however good that pleasure may be in itself, is always taken from us. Those pleasures are always taken from us. And the things for which men strive hardly ever turn out to be as satisfying as they expected. And in the rare cases in which they do, sooner or later they're snatched away. But for the Christian, all those partial, broken, and fleeting perfections which he glimpses in the world around him, which wither in his grasp and get snatched away from him even while they wither, they are found again, perfect, complete, and satisfying in the absolute beauty of God." Listen, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. No matter how hard it is to have your dreams lost on this side of heaven, they will be found again. But this time, they'll be perfect. They'll be complete, and they will be lasting because they'll be found in the presence of God. So one day your tears will cease." All right. Listen to me, dear Christian. You are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you are trusting in Christ, you're dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. We've got to remember that. So let us fix our eyes, not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. C.S. Lewis said, "I must keep alive in myself the desire for my true country, which I shall not find till after death. I must never let it get snowed under or turned aside. I must make it the main object of life to press on to that other country and to help others to do the same." All right, we are not home. We're headed there, but we're not there yet. So until then, let us risk it all and give it all for the sake of the kingdom and for the glory of God in all the earth. Now on Fridays at the First Baptist Daily, we take one of your questions If you ever have a question for the First Baptist Daily, you can send it to ben@fbcenterprise.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/jbenbowden. Now, tomorrow's question is quite interesting. It reads, what are we to think of the once saved, always saved doctrine? We're going to tackle that question biblically tomorrow when we meet again on the First Baptist Daily.